On April 6, 1972, a Japanese terrorist group bombed an ossuary in Japan, killing a grand total of zero people. Military occupations often lead to atrocities, but how does bombing an ossuary help matters? Every once in a while, I come across an article about a terrorist attack that went awry. Awry in the sense that no innocent people got hurt, just the terrorists. This often takes the shape of a team building a bomb, like an IED, an improvised explosive device, and have it going off prematurely. Result? Dead terrorist. And, like I always say, a dead terrorist is a good terrorist. I suppose it's not a good idea to make fun of terrorism, as a lot of people get hurt and killed, and the knock-on effects on families are tremendous. Still, those of us who worked in counterterrorism did develop a sense of gallows humor. I hear that medical professionals and funeral practitioners slash morticians are similar. But sometimes you come across a story that just brings a smile to your face. Why? Well, because the act described seems, at least on the surface, to be utterly ridiculous. Listen on, dear subscriber. On this day in 1972, members of the East Asia Anti-Japan Armed Front, or the EAAJAF, a leftist group that had a very short lifespan, it only was around from 1972 to 1975, bombed the Sojiji Ossuary. An ossuary is a place or receptacle for the bones of the dead, in Yokohama, Japan, killing a grand total of, wait for it, zero people. You see, the targets were already very dead. Hardly an act of terrorism to be proud of now, is it? The EAAJAF claimed it had carried out its action to punish, quote, the bones of the invaders in the name of a resistance campaign for the Korean people. This is a reference to the long occupation by the Japanese Army of Korea from 1910 to 1945. We have all heard of the pain and suffering of Korean, quote-unquote, comfort women who were forced to satisfy the sexual desires of Japanese soldiers. So while the cause makes sense, the attack does not. I guess maybe it's symbolic in value and might strike some as heroic, but don't count me among those. This was a futile act by a group that fizzled out pretty quickly after it had formed. I'm not suggesting that we do not recognize the suffering of the Korean people at the hands of their Japanese overlords for decades. I'm just saying that blowing up bones is not a very effective way to get your message across.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.